This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The polling has begun for vice presidential election. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is contesting against India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. The voting, which started at 10 a.m., will continue till 5 in the evening. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. Now we go over live to our correspondent Anupam Mishra in Parliament House. Anupam, what is the latest update you have for our listeners?
Voting has just begun at F101 Vasudhara Hall in New Parliament Building. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi has just cast his vote. He was the first one to vote for the Vice President. Vice presidential election. Other union ministers and MPs are also in queue to cast their votes. A total of 781 MPs will vote for the vice presidential election today, and the voting will continue till 5 o'clock. And after 6 o'clock, the counting will begin.
Right. Thank you, Anupam, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today to assess the flood situation and review relief and rehabilitation efforts in both states. The Prime Minister will reach Dharamshala in Kangra district of Himachal Pradesh this afternoon. In Dharamshala, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with state authorities and interact with local residents affected by the disaster. Mr. Modi will also undertake an aerial survey of the flood and landslide-hit areas of Himachal Pradesh. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, and his spouse, Veena Ramgulam, will be on an 8-day visit to India beginning today. This will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Prime Minister Ramgulam to India in his present term. Prime Minister Ramgulam had earlier visited India in May 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Nepal government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites after violent protests by youth that left at least 19 people dead and over 300 injured. 3 days ago, the Nepal government had ordered to ban 26 social media sites, including Facebook and X, over their failure to register with the Nepal government. The demonstration turned violent yesterday when some protesters entered the parliament complex, prompting police to use water cannons, tear gas and live rounds to disperse crowds. In Kerala, the state-level official Onam celebrations will conclude this evening. Kerala Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar will flag off the cultural rally marking the grand finale of the festivities at 4:30. More from our correspondent.
In Thiruvananthapuram, the grand cultural rally marking the conclusion of the state-level Onam celebrations will be held this evening. Showcasing the vibrant cross-section of Kerala's culture, the rally will feature over 1,000 artists, 60 floats, 90 audiovisual art forms, and a special performance by the Indian Army Band. The entire event is being organized under green protocol to ensure minimum pollution. Smithy M. Pallurithi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
French Prime Minister François Bayrou has lost a confidence vote in Parliament, leaving him no choice but to resign from the role. Bayrou was the third politician appointed to the role in 12 months, as President Emmanuel Macron has repeatedly tried to stabilize his government. The loss will cause more problems for Macron, who now needs to find yet another Prime Minister. The Indian benchmark indices opened higher today, with Nifty IT index leading the rally with 1.7% surge in the early trade. Sensex was up 355 points or 0.4% at 81,142, and Nifty was up 99 points or 0.4% at 24,873 in the opening trade today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Saurashtra, Kutch, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Uttarakhand today as well. In football, India created history by defeating Oman to finish third in the CAFA Nations Cup 2025 at Hisar Central Stadium in Tajikistan, clinching the bronze medal in style. And that is the end of this news bulletin.